How was school like being a newly arrived immigrant in the United States?
I was, well, as I said, you're kind of shy. Don't talk much. Afraid to make a friend. You just go into your classes, quiet in one corner, like you have your own world. But eventually someone came to me, approached me and say hi, and then how it started, you know, open up, being friends, because I really want to make friends to a new school.
Did you find it hard making new friends?
At first, yeah, because they might not be able to understand me because I have a heavy accent back then. I'm afraid that they might make fun of me, so just a few words back then.
Was there any form of discrimination you first faced adjusting to life here in the U.S.?
I don't feel that discrimination back then. I see more in black people and Spanish, but not in Asian.
Was it because the place that you lived in was more Asian populated?
Yes, I think so. That's why it's a big difference. I stayed at school at the Mission High School back then. Yeah, more Latinos, Asian, Chinese. So, yeah.
So it was already diverse here?
Yes.
What was your first job here in the United States?
My first job, I worked at McDonald's for a week, and then the school has the after-school program, during summertime, so I apply at the hospital as a clerk, filing clerk, receptionist, to every summers.
Did you find it hard to communicate with people due to your language barriers?
No, because I don't talk that much. That's why. So for me, I listen more than talk to them. So I only ask questions when I needed to, but, you know, they're pretty much okay.
Were you confident with your English?
I think so. Anything, any wrongdoing or any wrong pronunciation, my children always corrected me.
Did you believe that living in America gave you a better chance for a better future?
Yes, it is. Because back home, even if you're a college graduate, high school graduate, they can't even find a job. It's hard to find a job.
Why is that?
For instance, that most of the biggest company there, they hire people at young age, more experience, or college graduate. And here in America, there's an open door for every opportunity. You can choose things you want to learn. They give young children opportunity to learn, to work, so someday they can use that as their background for any future references.
Was it realistically easier to achieve your dream here in the United States than in the Philippines?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, it's easy to find a job here because they give opportunity for young kids to learn. Or even adults, and it's up to you to grab that opportunity that's given to you.